now tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones.
Hey everyone, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Guten Tag everyone, Jürgen here.
Oh, Al Pacino here. I listen to the SNL Premier League podcast on V2Football.com.
Now on V2Football.com. The same ass when I came.
Welcome everybody to the SNL Premier League podcast here on V2Football. And now, we're 1 year old now.
One year old. Happy anniversary, my dear.
Happy anniversary to the podcast, wife. 1 year we've been doing this, huh?
1 year.
Feels like forever.
And we're breaking ground.
For the fans, it does. For the fans, it does. We're breaking ground now, isn't it?
All two of them.
Nothing like this out there, anyway. Thank goodness. But yes, we're on... What are we on? What, episode 4?
Episode 4, season 5.
Season 5.
1 year anniversary.
1 year anniversary, there we are. Mark it. We'll mark it with a cup of tea. That's all, ladies and gentlemen. We're not piss heads.
No. Well, I'm not anymore, son.
I'm not anymore, son.
Teetotal, no.
Total tea.
Yeah. Well, it's probably when I was in Poland last time I had an alcoholic beverage, which was very rare. Before that, it was about 3 years, son.
3 years, is it?
Yeah.
Broke it for Poland.
I don't. Fell off the wagon like Phil Mitchell.
In the streets, son.
Yeah.
And if you didn't know, we are, of course, sponsored by artoffootball.com. If you haven't been on there and checked out their website, get on it with some great handcrafted designs that emulate the beauty of those split-second moments. The moments that you never forget as they look to capture the energy, passion and euphoria that erupts from that one magical kick of a football. Now, they only produce a limited number of each, so your T-shirts, like any good piece of art, are exclusive and completely original. And because they are our sponsor, we've got an exclusive promo code. Gives you a 10% discount. Ash and Al. Enter that when you fill up your basket and get your money off. So check out.
Spend £100. That's £10 off.
That's £10 off.
They had a lovely one the other day. Of Joshua Channing Klitschko.
Yes.
Not just football,
We're sponsored by the Art of Football section. They do. Yeah. A new one launched out of rugby,
but they
do obviously the boxing.
What's that called? Out of boxing?
I don't think it's up and running yet, but obviously they, you know,
special. If they got a bad McGuigan one, I'm having it.
They'll have it, son. They'll have it. But yeah, so artoffootball.com.
I can imagine if they had the Rocky. At the end, Rocky 3.
Oh, and he both punched each other.
Oof. Ooh,
and
it goes into the painting.
Yeah.
They don't have to do fuck all. They just ripped the painting off.
Screenshot it.
I'll have that on a t-shirt idea. I'll walk down the street.
We'll do that. Fuck him. We'll do it ourselves and sell him, son. Shush, no.
So no one listens.
No. So, and at Art of Football on Twitter, search for them on Facebook, Instagram, you know, all your social media things and bits and bobs, you know. But we'll get on to the football. It was a big weekend. It's finally happened, Al. Finally happened after a long time. Waiting for it to be confirmed. I put a stone on over Easter. It's official.
It's funny enough, because I've been going to the gym, I had lost a stone and a half.
Oh,
I. All right. But I measured, got measured the other day. Do the extreme measuring thing. You've got to hold stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Count your body and fat. No, I've dropped a lot of body fat. Dropped a lot of body fat, but the only downside is I put a lot of body muscles on. So the weight I've lost.
Puppet iron!
The weight I've lost now has gone into muscle, because muscle weighs heavier than fat.
Oh.
So I haven't really gone anywhere. I'm just slimmer, just built like a brick shed house now.
Boom.
That's something. Big pop a plump!
Puppet iron!
Put a stone on, son. I can see.
You're joking, really?
Oh, really?
No.
Sure?
Yeah. Just, well, maybe half a stone.
I'll take you up to the coach depot now and weigh you.
Bring it on, son. Bring it on. Don't scare me. But, yes, and I realised something today, Al. Obviously, you know, anyone out there, if we've offended anyone before, we don't mean to. yeah. Shits and giggles and all that malarkey. But I realised today, now, Al, you know, my car's bright yellow.
Bright yellow, yeah.
So,
beautiful car.
It is a beautiful car.
Lovely one.
Some people would say canary yellow.
They sound joke. They sound joke. It's not canary yellow.
I took the little one swimming today, son. I think I had one of the Now albums on my phone.
Oh, yeah. Now that's what I call music.
Party. Now that's what I call party or something like that. It was. And what comes on? Ricky Martin, Living La Vida Loca.
Oh.
So she wants it turned up. Windows down because it's off day. So I'm driving to me. Oh, God, with that blasted, son. I've never looked so homosexual in my life, I don't think so.
No, I can top that, son.
Apart from that one time I was caught sucking a cock, I've never looked so homosexual.
Well, you actually did accidentally fell on that.
Yeah.
I can beat that, son. Well, this week, my little girl's mum introduced her to her favourite band. Now, her favourite band is the Spice Girls. So all week now, I've had the Spice Girls. Technical school on Thursday morning. Wannabe. Turn up, Daddy. Turn it up. She's singing it. She only heard the song the other day.
Yeah.
She knows the words. So windows down because it's boiling. Both of us singing our hearts out to Wannabe. I've got no shame when it comes to driving, son. But I was like, I tell you what I want, what I really, really want, so tell me what you want. Oh, man, that is scored.
Man, that is scored. We are currently recording, 70 minutes gone between Tottenham, last game, one at Lane and Man United. Wayne Rooney.
So, yeah, I was too driving around with my little girl singing. This bicycle.
So, we then, and then I parked the car up and got out with my phone in my hand, which, as you know, Al, it's got a bright yellow case on it. Yeah. I really realised today I must look like the biggest bell end going.
No, Liz, my car's not bright yellow, mine's dark blue. I have a...
A normal colour, Al.
I have a Renault Kadjar.
And Tommy Cooper edition.
Kadjar.
Kadjar.
Spoon jar, 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 spoon.
There you go. Anyway, we'll we should talk about a bit of football.
Let me start on my time. So. Hey, did all last week we got Les Dawson joke buck. We got Tim Vine joke buck.
Yeah.
Tell us I got.
What you got?
Or Tommy Cooper joke buck.
Yes. Get in there.
Bought it from my dad for Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, a year later I stole it back off him.
What have you done, son? He wasn't using it, so he wasn't using it.
Can't read.
But, yeah, so, looking forward to that, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up later, we'll have our world-famous Beer Mat quiz.
With our Les Dawson, my mother-in-law.
With all our joke books. You know, it's comedy gold now. It's comedy gold. But, yeah, so we kick on with a bit of football. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've never heard us before, we do talk football now and again. But we like to mix it in with some, you know, shits and giggles, as we said.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah,
stick
man.
With us. It's the football, and the football starting on Friday night.
Friday night,
double bubble under the lights on Friday night.
I didn't watch
night.
It because of Clash with EastEnders.
Clash with EastEnders.
I don't miss EastEnders, son. You know that, son.
Yeah, and everyone knows, of course, Friday on Sky Sports is a non-uniform day.
Yeah,
so, you know, no ties.
They're on the pitch as well, aren't they?
Oh, they might as well turn up in their fucking trousers, scruffy bastards. We mentioned this.
They paid me 50p to Jeff.
Jeff.
They could bring a toy in.
Bring games in.
Bring your game in, bring the toy in, son.
Bring the games. We'll talk about a football and then we'll play our games in. Guess who and all that. But, yeah, so it started. Well, we've got to start at the Hawthorns. West Bromwich Albion, wankers, bastards and arseholes. Nil. Chelsea won.
Only just
indeed.
That shit insane score, didn't he?
Bat Choy Soup with his second goal of the season. He's really weighed in and helped him out this season.
But they don't play him,
no,
do they?
Exactly.
West Ham after him.
They wanted him before Chelsea bought him in last season, and he was heavily, he of course could not have been there in January, heavy linked with Swansea.
He's pregnant. Heavily pregnant.
Heavily pregnant in January, but he dropped the kids off on a pole. Heavily linked with a loan move to Swansea, wasn't he?
Yeah, of course. Wasn't it Llorente was linked to
Chelsea?
Go
the other way. So, you know, all could have been so different at the Hawthorns.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
But Chelsea are the champions at last.
Fifth time.
Fifth time.
John Terry was the only captain to win 5 Premier League trophies.
I'm not sure. He might be, yeah. Only player outside Man United to win 5, obviously, as well. But, well, we all knew it was coming. West Brom have some really good chances. They could have been 1 or 2 nil up before Chelsea scored. I can't remember. Chadley missed one. Probably missed it on purpose, feeling bitter because Tottenham sold him.
Yeah,
without a doubt.
Of course, man. Of course.
But you've got to say, hats off to Chelsea. They have been the best team over the season, without a doubt. And Antonio Conte's been a pleasure to watch on the sidelines with his enthusiasm.
Live tweet that.
Al is currently sporting what can only be described as a little girl's. What did you call it? Bow?
It's a ribbon. It's a clip-on ribbon
On his beard. So
because I've got a manly beard.
Manly beard.
I'm the only one who could actually grow a manly beard. Out of us, you know.
Yeah.
Ash has got like a patchwork.
I can't grow it.
I know. <'cause>
But yeah. So that's
all. Like you've had chemo, son.
What you say that, son? That
is offensive. Yeah. Oh, me on the other hand, I'm like Burt Reynolds' love child. Got hair sprouting everywhere. Fucking coming out of my ears these days.
Oh, get old, son. Get old. But yeah, as we said, Conte, pleasure to watch him. So much enthusiasm and passion on the sidelines. Ruined a good suit, as he said, in the celebrations. Champagne flying everywhere.
Hey, I thought, you know, I saw that picture of him being covered in champagne.
Yeah.
What was going to happen to his hair?
Because
I was looking at the other day.
Go on.
His football stickers throughout the years.
Yeah.
Started with hair, and then you got like a 5-season gap then where his hair disappeared in the middle, and then all of a sudden,
it's back.
It's back.
It's back again, is it?
Yeah.
So, okay, now, what's that champagne going to do to his hair?
Fuck knows.
It'll be matted. Don't call me fuck knows, big ears. It'll be matted to fuck. You'll have to cut that out and start again. We won't see him for months now. But yes, congratulations to Chelsea.
Yeah, well done, Chelsea.
So, well done. The other game under the Friday night lights was Everton, the toughies, 1-0 against Watford. Elton's big boys. Ross Barkley with a winner, the only goal of the game.
Everton guaranteed to finish 7th.
Guaranteed 7th, that's right.
Yep.
So, great season for them.
Bad season.
You'd say, maybe not good enough to keep Lukaku, who's their only chance
maybe
next season.
Maybe a cut
really
run would have done.
That's it, they needed something, didn't they? They needed something. But Barkley, I mean, that's, you know, he can ask for a few more quid now for in his contract talks, because he's got a winning goal against the mighty Watford.
Oh, I see him disappearing next season. I see him being out.
They should do.
Ronald Kumar Chips said he's got the end of the week and need to make up his bloody mind.
He doesn't turn up enough.
No.
At all against the big teams. He'll
be off Man City.
I don't think he's not good enough for Man City. He's not good enough.
The English player.
The quarter. Yeah.
Put him on the bench, man.
Yeah. But in my book, the way he's played, his inconsistency, he's not good enough for a top 10 team in the Premier League.
Ooh, looks like someone just got the fuck knocked out.
Who's that? Trippier. Kevin Trippier. He hasn't finished that tattoo. We'll have to go back now tomorrow. Finish that tattoo off.
Get a Sharpie's out.
Colour it in.
He's alright. Is he knocked out?
He's not cold. No one gives a fuck.
No one's doing anything.
Is he done? Oh, there's nothing wrong with him, man. Get out.
Nothing wrong with him, sir.
But what were we on about? Ross Barkley. Yeah. So fuck's sake, you know what I mean? Sign your contract, didn't
I? Sign it, yeah.
You know what I mean? You haven't improved. If he improved over the last, you know, 4 years, he would have been out of Everton before now anyway, at one of the top clubs.
Yeah.
If he improved from when he first came on the scene.
Lazy,
exactly.
Lazy,
he's not maybe he just hasn't got that football brain enough to get himself in the right positions.
Liverpool?
I think so. Well, I think so, pretty sure he is. There we
are. It's like the sun all over again.
Yes, it's happening again. But Watford, another defeat. Matai, I think he's on his way.
Yeah.
He's, you know.
Restlessly the chairman at Watford.
Yeah. And soon enough, it'll come back to bite them in the arse, because they'll fuck that, you know, too many changes, it happens, and then they can't keep getting out of the shit then.
We won't have stability.
Exactly, yeah.
You'll have to...
Good word, sir.
And I said it right.
You did.
Then after Fulham's manager, Slaven Janovic.
Well, he's the one who got him promoted, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Before, and then he sacked him for Kiki Flores.
Yes, he did, didn't he?
He's got him promoted, didn't he?
Well, West Ham won him as well.
West Ham, that's right, yeah.
That's West Ham I was talking about.
Bilic. But yeah, they were the Friday night games. Saturday, early kick-off, Man City against Leicester. 2-1 win for Man City at the... What is it? The Etihad?
Etihad,
they call it.
Main Road, isn't it?
Main Road. We call it Main Road.
Yeah.
Controversial game
as
well.
It's not the back road. It's not the side road. It's the main road.
The main road, son. Very controversial because the first goal, David Silva credited with the goal. It was offside because Raheem Sterling tried to nick it in, and he was right in front of Kasper Schmeichel, basically. He was offside.
Yeah.
And he swung his foot on it.
Trying to interfere. That's interference of the game, isn't it?
Interferes, yeah. But they gave the goal. They gave the goal. And then in the interview, this Raheem Sterling interview afterwards, tried to come out and say, I knew it was offside, so I knew if I touched it, it would have been disallowed. So I stopped myself from kicking it, even though you could see he clearly swung his foot to try and hit that football and score a goal.
Yeah,
but he come out and try and said,
"There's a new rule, isn't there? You don't have to touch a ball. You've got to try to interfere."
Exactly. The rules are about interference, about being in the goalkeeper's line of sight, etc. So yeah, by the letter of the law, it should have been disallowed because. And the referee was sticking to the letter of the law yesterday because Riyad Mahrez, of course, missed a penalty, double kicked it, slipped over and double kicked.
Right.
And it went in, and the referee disallowed it, said, "No, you hit it twice." No. Which is in the rules, which is fair enough.
But he didn't disallow the.
But he didn't disallow the offside goal. When it was clearly. Wasn't so clearly offside. He was, you know, a yard maybe two offside, but the defender was close to him. But it was more a case of he was swinging his boot. And interfering with play as well, you know. So there we go. But it was David Silva credited with that goal. Jesus got a penalty. Jesus right on the spot, son, for that. Okazaki for Leicester with a goal, and of course Mahrez missed that penalty. Well, you miss it, disallowed. You know yourself, son. Was it Zenden in the Middlesbrough Cup final, son? He double kicked that penalty, didn't he? But he let it stand. Remember he slipped, just double kicked it?
Ah, yeah!
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah, fuck yeah!
It wasn't so clear as the Marlies one.
Dutch fucking legend.
Dutch legend. Bolo Zenden. But yeah, so Man City almost confirming their top four place now. One game in hand over Liverpool.
Yeah, they'll finish third.
I think they will, the way they're going now.
They'll finish third.
He's got his system now, he's got. He didn't start Aguero yesterday. He started Jesus up top. In the top of like a cross. with Sterling, Sane and Silva behind. And that looks to be his favourite front four. And it's, you know, pretty talented front four. If they're all on form, they're going to win a lot of football games. And of course, Kompany coming back in at the back.
Yeah.
Looking to shore up now. And
Vincent Kompany.
And I think we've discussed before, it's just what John Stones needs to progress now. Someone of Kompany's thing to play alongside him every week and teach him the ropes, really, of the art of defending, as opposed to wanting to be a footballer first and defend a second. But we'll move on. A bit of a nothing game. Bournemouth 2, Burnley 1. Stanislav and the King, thank you very much. For Bournemouth, Sam Vaux for Burnley.
I never knew he was Norwegian.
Joshua King.
Doesn't have a Norwegian name, or does he?
Joshua. Is that Norwegian?
No.
Hmm?
No. It would be Johansson. Johan.
Dunno. Johan
King.
John Carew.
John?
Carew.
I suppose so. It's not Jan Agerfjordoff, is it?
Surely I can think of it. It's only Norwegian I can think of it. Trying to think of some more.
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer?
Yeah.
Ellenberg?
No, I'm trying to think of one with your British, you know, traditional, not traditional Norwegian Christian names. I can't think of any others. Tori Andre Flo, no.
Tori Andre Flo. What was his brother called?
Something Flo.
Flo.
But, yeah, I mean, Bernie battled hard. Battled hard away from home against a tough early Bournemouth side. No surprise, we've been saying it for weeks. Bournemouth get more points on the board now that Jack Wilshere is nowhere near the side. Yeah. Injured and in hospital.
Injured.
Watching, you know, eating his custard and bread pudding in the hospital, son. But Stanislav, very nice little finish.
Popping his head out the window for a sneaky fag.
Sneaky 20 Rothmans a day.
I really hope they don't say that.
No, you wouldn't have thought they would.
Eddie, I was a smart boy.
Oh, he is a smart boy. He knows what he's doing, Eddie. But yeah, Stanislav, really good take from Stanislav. Long ball over the top from, I think it was Lewis Cook. Quality ball to Stanislav.
Oh, he's a good boy, Lewis Cook.
Good boy, good boy.
He's my captain on FIFA.
Is he?
West Ham.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be done, isn't it? But yeah, Stanislav took it in his stride. And a beautiful, I think it was left foot, little left foot, just into the bottom corner. Slid it in there, lovely.
Lovely,
beautiful. But
did you watch Match of the Day, son?
Yeah, I think it's all bits of it, son.
I was watching Eurovision.
I was watching Eurovision. What was it? Was it on BBC Two? I watched it this morning, so I watched bits of it this morning. But, yeah, as we said, nothing game, both teams safe. But, yeah, that was it.
Come to the end of the season, now.
You get a lot of these little games out, nothings, isn't there? Nothing.
The only thing that it's who's going to finish fourth, now, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the only thing to play for now, isn't it? Only thing to play for. I mean, you say that. I mean, I don't know how much each Premiership place is worth now. It's got to be about a million extra for every place higher.
Everton will finish seventh.
Yeah.
Will they get 7 million for finishing seventh?
No. It's like the other bottom gets like, what is
one.
It? No, like 90 million, isn't it, or something.
Fuck off. Of
course they do, yeah. It was either
so this Sunderland will get 90 million for finishing last.
Yeah, and they'll get parachute payments next year.
Fuck it.
Do you not follow the news, son?
I knew they had parachute payments.
Yeah, they got
that. That's about 80 million, isn't it?
Something like that, over 3 years, isn't it?
Yeah. But I didn't know they had fucking that much.
That's just the prize money. That's the fucking prize money now. I think, did it come in last year or this year? But it,
Chelsea got for winning the league?
A lot.
You think, yeah, 90 mil for fucking coming last?
Fucking 100 odd, 150.
I'll take that.
It's a lot of money. But yeah, I think it was like, I think it came in last season. The team who finished bottom last season won more than the team who won the league the previous season.
Fucking hell, that's ridiculous.
But on to Borough against Southampton.
Yeah, we'll skip that one. We'll go on to the next game.
2-1, the gentleman Bamford for Middlesbrough. His first goal for them in the league, is it?
I think first goal for the Premiership,
so,
yeah.
Nice to see him. Hopefully he stays there. Like you said,
yeah, he's going to stay there. We paid $5 million for him.
You don't know, son. Another club could come in and say, oh, we'll try him, we'll have him. We'll have him promoted, you don't know.
He's had too much trouble with other clubs, and he's happy with Borough.
Well, he needs a good few seasons now. Settle football, first team. Stability, say it, son. Word of the week. Rodriguez and Redmond for Southampton. Shane Long missed a penalty. Could have been 3-0.
Yeah.
Before the gentleman's got his consolation.
So Borough down. Well, we knew that.
Borough down.
We knew that on Monday when we lost to Chelsea.
Exactly. Down, so, but about 91 million richer.
Yeah.
So there we are.
And parachute.
But yeah, like, you know, bottom, say 90 million. It could be like, you know, going up by 91, 92. It could be more than that now. I don't know. I know back on the old deals, it was like half a million for each place. But obviously it's gone up now. For each place, you finish higher, you know.
You should do Newcastle. Spend a lot.
Spend a lot.
I guess straight back up.
I think, well, Barrett, I think, well, we discussed
you
this
yesterday. Yeah, Victor Fisher.
Fisher, Bamford
and Torrey.
If they keep them through up front, I think they could rip the Championship apart. With their pace.
Keeper, I'll tell you that.
Well, Valdez isn't fucking interested since Karanga left, is he? Since his mate's left. Guzan is just a pile of shit.
Well, they're both leaving, aren't they?
Both leaving,
Valdez
for
1 year.
Atlanta, is
Guzan's going to Atlanta.
Atlanta, yeah, that's right. But, I mean, you said he's...
Look, Demi. Constantinopoulos.
Yeah, I don't know. He,
and Conor Ripley.
I don't know if he starts his pension this year or next year. Yeah, I don't know. Something with Dimitri.
We need to get a fucking decent back. We need to keep on Ben Gibson. Apparently, it came on today. Somebody. Who was it? Was it Man United? Arsenal.
Arsenal
are going to put a $25 million bid in for him.
You got to take that, don't you? I think
they want $30 million for him.
Is it?
Yeah.
Play our ball.
Yeah.
But he'll be gone, won't he? That's, you know, sad thing. But you'll have money, good money for him as well.
Yes.
To get replacements if there's no one, you know, who's coming through the ranks already. They make.
Well, McGregor will be going because he's only a loan.
He's only loaning. He'll be going, so there'll be a lot of big money off the wage bill.
Yeah.
To play around with and get some quality in there. But as I said, they go.
I said this. I said two seasons ago, we missed out on the playoffs. I said I'm glad we didn't go up because I didn't think we were ready.
Yeah.
And I still didn't think we were ready last season.
No.
Shows that we weren't.
No.
We signed too many of star players.
Yeah.
Same happened 20 years ago. You know, Ravinelli, Emerson.
Yeah, that's true enough.
We signed all that.
That's true enough. But this season, I mean, the players that signed were some real quality. It was just. The way he played Cranker most of the season.
Yeah.
He wasn't set up for them players. You know, he brought in Negredo and Fisher, the young attacking winger, De Roon. De Roon is on fire. Bamford, of course, but he didn't set up. You know, he set his stall out defensively. And once the ball was in the final third, he didn't have a game plan. He didn't have a, you know, really. So
be interested to see who we'll have as manager next season. I don't want Agnew.
Yeah, I just don't think he's up for it. Maybe different once a lot of these players go, the mentality of the group that stays could change.
Nah, I still rather.
I think they need someone else in who has experience for a start, or if not experience, is a very, you know, a young forward thinking manager.
Yeah,
like your sort of Eddie Howe or someone like, you know,
Pochettino.
Pochettino, son.
Yeah.
Go get fucking Luis Enrique from Barcelona, son.
Yeah,
he's out there, out there to do a job, isn't he?
He is, yeah.
You know? It's hard, like you said, you know, there could be a lot of changes managerial-wise, but it's hard to try and pick someone now, isn't it?
Yes, exactly, yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, obviously, you know, it's sad to say, but should they have took a chance and gone Ferrari?
Well, I thought you kept Birmingham up.
You know what I mean?
But to be honest, that was an easy job to.
Yeah, they weren't going to go down.
They weren't going to go down.
No, there was all a lot of big talk there. But Rashford just missed a chance.
Did he miss it?
He missed.
5 minutes of stoppage time, eh?
But we'll move to another game in the North East. Very important game. Sunderland 0, Swansea 2, Llorente and Norton score the goals that keep Swansea in the Premier League for another season.
Lucky bastards.
If Clement had them 3 months that Bob Bradley had, they'd have been well safe by now.
God, yeah.
So that was it. That was a big downfall.
Yeah.
They played well, yes. It was Sunderland were fucking shocking. I mean, I've seen some bad performance, but they were fucking terrible.
Well, yeah, they'd be all season, mate.
I mean, I know they're down now, and the players are thinking, oh, well, is that done, isn't it?
Give up, yeah. It's nothing. But
not just pride for the fans, but, you know, pride for themselves. They're professional players, like. You know, play for your place next season, either at Sunderland or prove your worth to another team who can come in and get you and say, oh, we'll have him. Look at his attitude, look at his character, look at the, you know, he's still battling. But they were just all of them. I mean, Defoe put in a shift, but the rest of them were pretty much fucking terrible. But Swansea.
Always pushing the shift, didn't he?
Always pushing it. Swansea, who, I think the players paid for 3,000 tickets for fans to go up there. Paid for their food in the stadium and stuff, didn't they?
Yeah.
They give them all a voucher, you know, hot dog or something. They did. Hot dog or a pie or something.
Jesus.
They put on
the board up there, didn't they?
They fucking did, like they did. You know what I mean?
Fuck you, though.
Poor everyone a fucking hot dog.
And a hot dog everyone on us.
And I know as well as you, son, a tin of 8 hot dogs is less than a quid.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's not a lot, is it?
You go to the discount stores like B&M and Home Bargain, you get the big old Frankfurters
for
a fucking 150.
There we are, son.
And they like giant fucking ones for like 8 in there.
8 in there, son.
Hate it here. I always trust the ones in the jars rather than the tins.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I always go for Frank.
I like to see the sausage before I buy it.
I always have breakfasts. If it's not a breakfast, I ain't swallowing it.
No. Yeah, I always like to see the sausage before I buy my money.
If you see your tins that says hot dogs, okay, guarantee you, nothing but in it, lips and arseholes. It's lips and arseholes and them hot dogs. The old Frank Brackwitz, Frankfurters, proper dogs here. Made from dogs.
Proper dogs.
Oh, I love me, you know, that's probably my second favourite food.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
You can't fucking beat hot dogs, man.
I fucking love a hot dog, Ash. You fill up table up, man, with hot dogs, I'll fucking eat them. If I was on death row, I'd last for hot dogs.
They are tremendous. And I think I like a Richmond sausage, Al.
Oh, yeah.
But you go to a barbecue and people cook proper sausages for your hot dogs. Now I like the you know, the Frankfurters now. I like them. You know what I mean? Fair enough. In my younger days, then I'd never seen a Frankfurter in my life.
Oh.
It was always an old school sausage. Sam Cumberland, just chuck it on the barbie. Pink, it's all right. You can have it rare. It's fine.
Yeah, Tottenham's won their last game.
That's full time. Harry Kane. And with a winner.
Not the last goal at White Hart Lane.
No, Wayne Rooney scores the last goal at White Hart Lane. There we are, there's your pub quiz for 10 years, 5 years' time. Whatever it is.
I can have. Well, I say this every time I go up to IKEA, I usually have the.
Cause you have the hot dogs.
Big dog now, have you seen them?
No.
You get the normal size ones, but they've got extra large ones.
Why?
Big fucking thick bastards.
Oh, dirty fuckers, IKEA.
That's £20. Only quid to them, they fucking huge.
Is it?
£1. Aye.
It's worth the drive, sir.
The other one's only 60p.
It's worth the drive alone.
Oh, fucking hell, I'm taking the wife and kid up to Bristol Airport in June.
Oh, you're popping in, are you, sir?
Right.
You're
taking the mother-in-law as well. They're going off to Spain for 2 weeks.
Nice.
I've dropped them off. I'm not going to IKEA in Bristol.
No.
Because it's a shit door, that one is.
It's
alright. But I'll go to IKEA in Cardiff.
Yeah.
Pop in. I got a few bits and bobs I got to get. But I will be treating myself to hot dog.
Got to be done, son.
I shouldn't.
You suffer the consequences for something that tasty, son.
I will, and I'll be on the toilet later on that night. If I'm going to be on the shitter, I'm going to eat at least 4.
Yes, make it worthwhile, son.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself.
I want my arse to look like the Japanese flag.
Enjoy yourself, son. The fans here now are Tottenham all over the pitch.
They're shouting La Vie out.
They are going to tear the pitch apart, do they, though? But there we are, so...
Chaz and Dave there with their shovels. Adele's there, she's walking around pissed.
She'll be there pissed.
Knickers are on her ankles.
I'm not fucking singing out song. Yeah. Fuck
off.
But there we are. So, as we were saying, Swansea...
Oh, fuck that. Let's talk about hot dogs.
Finally.
Talk about the fucking dogs, son.
On your mind, son. Fuck, I haven't got anything else. I'll have something over home, otherwise.
I usually have Lancashire corn sausages.
Oh, yeah.
They make lovely hot dogs, son. When I'm up there, we have a little barbecue.
It's a sausage, not hot dog.
Yeah, but the corn hot dogs are fucking horrible. I'd rather have a proper fucking Frankfurter.
It's like Mulfara meat, isn't it?
When I was in Poland...
No wonder he's got no meat on him, son.
Oh, yeah, I love corn.
They're stripping him off.
When I was in Poland, son, I walked down to the shops... And every night, there's a bloke, two blokes, and they had like a drum barbecue, and all they were doing was proper fucking Polish dogs, okay, in a bun, and then like the sauces. Oh, I should say something. I would have had one, but I just went to Pizza Hut 2 hours before. Right.
2 hours is plenty of break, son.
For an hour. I was like, oh, next time I go out, I'll sneak off on my own. I'll have one of them. Yes.
I remember us going to Pizza Hut in your prime, son.
Oh, yeah.
For your all-you-can-eat buffet.
All-you-can-eat buffet.
Done you, son? It done you?
Nah, it didn't do. It didn't do me. I'll tell you what.
You pooped up outside the sex shop, Al.
I tell you what, it still happens today, son.
Yeah.
If I drink too much.
Yeah, it's too much fox, son.
Too much liquid. All you can eat and all you can drink.
All you can drink Pepsi as well, wouldn't it? It's gassy stuff.
I thought it was a challenge. That's the thing. That's why I don't have pop, because as soon as I drink pop, I fill up.
Yeah, too much. Fill up. Boom.
Oh, pizza was fine. It was just the fucking Pepsi, damn
it. It all came out outside the sex shop. Amazing.
Yeah, we had a couple of slices in the Tupperware pots.
I used to just have them in your rucks.
Yeah, that's it.
Take him off.
Fuck him here.
Brilliant.
Hey. All you can eat, son.
Fucking had our fivers worth, you know.
Yeah, do they still do that?
I don't know, they must do, surely.
They used to do it in, the Odeon, what's that called? It's gone.
Pizza Express,
isn't it? No, not Pizza Express, Planet Pizzas, or something like that.
Oh, something like that.
Or is that the one from Toy Story?
Probably.
Yeah, you know the one I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I know.
Triangle Pizza Bar. They used to have all you can eat for £5, but they used to be shit, though.
Yeah, it does. Pizza,
I've done went in there. I remember.
Yeah, that's right. I remember. But so Swansea safe and sound after an up and down, tremendously entertaining and season for those. And we'll move on then. The evening kickoff on Saturday before half time. In our review, Stoke City 1, Arsenal 4. Arsenal! Peter the Crouch with his best Maradona impression, son. Did you see that?
Oh, I missed her.
Oh, boof. Off his hand, son. He went for it.
Hand of God, was it? Did he get it?
Yeah, he got it, son.
Oh.
Yeah, he got it, son. Giroud, 2 for Arsenal. Ozil, Alexis Sanchez.
Edu's to the boy. He still pops up with goals, doesn't he?
Yeah, Crouchy.
He's been linked with someone. A big club, actually.
Is it?
Crouch, yeah.
Well, it's good for, you know, I mean, a lot of the top clubs now, including Arsenal, have taken the initiative from Chelsea, 3 at the back, the wing backs, etc., etc. But it's good for these sides to have just that plan B, that other option. Yeah. You know, as we mentioned before, Chelsea, of course, heavily linked with Llorente in January.
Yeah.
Just would have given that other option if the game plan wasn't working, they needed to change it up. It's something different, isn't it? Something different. And well, I mean, Crouchy is over 100 Premier League goals now. He passed this season, didn't he? So he's obviously, you know, a good finisher when he's given the chance, with his feet, his head, or his hands. And he's the type of player, same as Andy Carroll. When they're on form, they're hard to play against these players for any defender. But Arsenal making that late run once again for the top four.
Which I think they will nip it.
I think they will.
They're going to nip it, aren't they?
Well,
they're going to knock Liverpool out, they're going to end up in Europa League. Liverpool.
Look at him, we got.
And I'm going to laugh my ass off. But I think Arsenal are going to finish fourth.
Because they always do. They just will, won't they? They just will. I mean, they've got the game in hand now this week, before the final game's next weekend. So if they win their game in hand, they're 1 point behind Liverpool.
Yeah.
Liverpool have got the borough on the last game.
They've got the borough.
So
I was spot on with the score on Borough and Chelsea game. Spot on.
Was it?
The only thing is, I predicted Middlesbrough to win 3-0, but Chelsea won 3-0.
There.
Spot on.
You were spot on apart from that. Quite right.
Apart from that, spot on.
But yeah, so Arsenal march on. They've got their real chance now. They're playing better. As we said, they've changed their system.
Sunderland, Arsenal.
Arsenal got Sunderland. So Sunderland, the way they're playing, they're going to absolutely romp that. So it's all about Middlesbrough. If they play with no pressure,
Chelsea are playing again on
Monday night. Yeah, the home game against Watford, is it?
Watford.
So obviously they'll have the trophy then. I think it's the last game at Stamford Bridge.
Yeah.
I think we've got games Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and maybe Thursday, and then the final games are Sunday. Then obviously everyone using up their games in hand this week, midweek, and then the final game Sunday. All kicking off at the same time.
Next Sunday, you know, it's not going to be a last podcast.
No, we keep going with this football or not, ladies and gentlemen. We don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck.
We got fuck all to do.
Yeah, exactly. But that, ladies and gentlemen, brings us to half time in our Premier League review. There's the kazoo.
Arsenal got Everton last game.
Oof. Tricky. But they just...
Liverpool got Middlesbrough. And Everton got to roll over.
Yeah.
Go on.
You don't know, do you? You don't know.
I predict Barrett to be a draw.
Could be a draw and Arsenal win. They got it, didn't they?
Yeah.
So, a lot of pressure going to be on Liverpool there next weekend to get the result at Anfield as well. But yes, it is half time, and at half time we always have a bit of shameless plug-in.
Shameless plug-in.
About all things
bright and beautiful.
So anyway, we'll go through because we are, of course.
Hey, tell you what, I'm going to stop you there, son.
He's going to stop me now.
Because I always interfere and I always interrupt you.
What are you doing, son?
I always interfere with you.
Ooh, hey. Yeah, he does.
I'm going to go off and make myself a cup of tea.
Gonna make a brew.
I'm going to make ourselves a brew so you can do properly for once.
Don't do that. There's pressure on now. I'm messing up now. I'll go and get you. Do it, Al, and I'll go and get the Werther's from the car. I know we've got some today in the pound shop. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we are the Ashnow Premier League podcast on v2football.com. Now, if you haven't been on v2football.com, check it all out because they've got some fantastic podcasts, interviews, Q&As, articles, all on the website, as I said, v2football.com. Or get on the Twitter at V2Football, search for them on Facebook. Just keep up to date with everything we're doing. Basically, you know, try and cover as much football as possible. With the other podcast is the 72 Show, All Things Football League, and of course, some great talking points this week all about the playoff. And the boys had Richard Foster, a writer from Guardian Sport, for a great chat about all things the playoffs. And if you remember the V2 Academy series, which was earlier in the season, series one of that is now on. You're interrupting now. You're interrupting. Series one of that is now on YouTube for you to catch up on before series two starts. When the football ends this season, series two will be airing over the summer. And of course, keep an eye out for the original V2 Football podcast, usually every week. You know, all things world football and funny stories and, you know, shits and giggles, much like us, but a bit more serious as well. And don't forget, as you said, we are sponsored by artoffootball.com. Get on their website, check out their handcrafted designs. They emulate the beauty of those split-second moments, the moments you never forget, as they try to capture the energy, passion and euphoria that erupts from the one magical kick of the football. And as we said before, they only produce a limited number of each design. So your T-shirt or canvas or print or whatever you order, like any good piece of art, are exclusive and completely original. And because they're our sponsor, we have an exclusive promo code, Ash and Al. Enter that when you've filled up your basket and get 10% off, ladies and gentlemen. So that's artoffootball.com or at artoffootball on Twitter. And again, find them, search for them on Facebook or on Instagram, all your social media outlets, as they say. And if you want to follow us, get on Twitter at Ash and Al Podcast, and you'll find us on there. And tell us what you think. And that is the shameless plugs. I think, Al, if you keep going now.
Keep going, son.
Kettle boils yet, no, son. Have you got one of the quick boilers? No. But, yeah, so check all them out, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you know, what more could you ask for? And especially that promo code for Art of Football, Ash and Al, and get your 10% off. Without a doubt, you know. Going? The tea's in, ladies and gentlemen.
I put four sugars in. I haven't stirred it. I know you don't like it sweet.
Oh, what? You haven't stirred it?
No.
I can get the pen in there, son.
Of course I've stirred it.
All right. Right, then. But still to come, ladies and gentlemen, we've got the second half hour of you, Sunday's games.
Oh, where's my kazoo gone?
We got Where's Why Now, of course.
Where's Why Now? Always creeps at me, I always forget we got that.
And the world famous beer mat quiz continues. Alex still leading 1-0, of course, yeah, after I thought they clawed it back last week for some reason.
I got no idea. A buddy cat.
But I think before we kick on with the second half of the review, I think we'll go and cross over to Roy first. Right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. We're going to cross live now over to, we got him on the line. Because, I mean, last season we had thousands and millions, I think, totaled in the end, of letters asking what happened to a Roy Archon since he left England. He just, you know, went AWOL, went Chuck Norris. But we found him, ladies and gentlemen, last season. We tracked him down. And now we keep in touch every week and find out what he's been doing, where he is, just to keep you all informed as well, because we all know you worry about him.
So it's time now to cross over to say, Roy, where are you now?
Boys, with this week I'm in Rotterdam and I'm promoting the Reduce, Reuse, Recycle programme.
We are, thank you very much.
Thank you, boss.
We are, take care of
it. It's not far, it's only 2 hours away.
Is it?
One, probably, I don't know.
Could be Rotterdam, could be anywhere. Yeah. Liverpool or Rome.
I'll see what you've done, have a good,
good. Right, thank you very much, Roy. See you next
sure,
week.
Boys, see you next week.
Next week.
Let's give it a season next week. I'll be somewhere special next week.
Oh, there we are, fantastic. Thank you very much. And that was Where Is Roy Now? Right, I think we'll kick on with the second half of our review, Al.
Oh, I know.
Oh, he's blown. Oh. Bit of Avrona Kazoo, ladies and gentlemen. Cannot be beaten.
Celebrating Eurovision.
Eurovision last night, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't watched it, what's wrong with you? Yeah. What is wrong with you? The staple of the British, you know, tradition and history, isn't it? You've got to watch it. You've got to be
20 years since we last won it.
20 years. Katrina Ruiz, I remember it well, sir.
Yeah.
I was up and dancing with her. 1997.
Was it life? Shine the light. In every corner of your heart, let the love light carry.
Oh, he's doing
let
it this week, son.
The light carry.
There we are. I'll let you do the chorus yourself.
What's the other Katrina and a Wave song, you know?
Walking on sunshine. Yeah. Don't test me on Katrina and a Wave, son. Don't you dare.
Show her age, son. Show her age.
Anyway, we'll crack on. Sunday's games, 3 to get through. Crystal Palace 4, Hull City 0. Sending Hull down.
Sending Hull down.
Sending Hull back to where they came from.
Hull.
Send the buggers back, as they say.
Oh, yeah. We were that far off for the prediction.
Who did we go? I think we had Burnley to go, didn't
Burnley,
we?
Burnley. Sunderland.
I think we picked Swansea. No, we picked Hull. I think we picked Swansea.
Did we?
No, I think we only got one right.
Sunderland.
Sunderland, Burnley and Swansea.
Yeah, I think he bluffs us. 1 out of 3 in bad.
No, he doesn't actually. He did in the first draft, sir.
Yeah.
He had to change.
I like that. 2 out of 3 sounds better.
Steinberg interfered then.
Steinberg?
I think, what's his name?
Steinman.
Bill Berg. I think you might want to put 2 on a 3.
Mate! Come here, son. It sounds a lot better, son. 2 out of 3 in beds. Alright, it's time for us to sing it.
And while we're at it, what's this? You do anything for jam? No.
Do anything for jam?
We'll change that as well.
Mate, come here. Come here, boy. Anything for jam? Nah. Anything for love. We'll do anything for love. But I won't do that.
Oh, well, I won't do that.
I won't do that.
But yes, Zaha.
If you want to know what he won't do, it's in the song.
Is it?
All you have to do is read the lyrics. It tells you what he won't do for love.
Tell us now. Tell us now.
He won't, what's that fucking arm, man?
He doesn't even know, ladies and gentlemen. He doesn't even know. And I will whoa, he's away singing to them.
For we're doing a 12-minute version.
Yeah, we're doing
a run right into hell and back.
Do a long song. Fuck me, I tease off.
It's not as hot as my mum makes it.
Have you used hot water in that?
Have you? But I swear to God, my mum triple boils it.
Triple boiled water.
I swear to God, she does it.
That's the key to a perfect cover. Triple boiled water.
I went down today to see them. She made me a cup of tea. She said, oh, I'm going walking down the shop and by the seafront.
Oh, yeah.
You want to come? I said, yeah, mum, I'll come because my tea's too bashing hot. It'll be nice and...
I'll see you next Sunday when that's cooled down.
I came back, it was perfect.
But do they not now? Now, you know, I like a full mug, don't get me wrong, Al. Yeah. You know, I like to get my money's worth. I'm paying for the water, I'm paying for this electric.
Yeah.
I'm going to make myself a cup of tea. But
my mother, or the missus's mother, the mother-in-law, they fill it to the brim. And that's dangerous.
Oh, no.
That's dangerous.
I got a line. You can see the line.
Yeah.
Let's see. The water goes to the line, and then just a little bit of milk.
You want a good little inch off the lip.
Too much water.
Yeah.
It's not good.
No.
It's not good.
No.
It'd be watery drinking.
Yeah.
Just but maybe rather have fucking water.
Right to the fucking top, son.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Too much water. That, son, is a perfect amount of water. Every time.
Yeah.
Guarantee, perfect amount of water, and you splash the milk.
There we are.
More, now, traditionalists go for milk first. But I like to splash my milk after.
It's always best to splash after, son.
Not before. Because if you do it before, you don't know if you put too much milk in.
That's right, Al.
Right.
And then you've got a funny colour tea.
Yeah. Alright. You put it in afterwards, you can a little bit David Dickinson colour.
That's what you want.
I don't want that. I want it a bit lighter.
You want to, as we've always said, Al, the perfect colour for a cup of tea is compare it to a Werther's Original.
Werther's Original.
That's your perfect colour for a cup of tea.
You go from David Dickinson, Dale Winton's, Werther's Original.
Yes, exactly.
That's the colour grade for a perfect cup of tea.
There we are.
If you're feeling run down, you go for a David Dickinson. If you're feeling, I'm a little bit run down, but I got a little bit of energy, you go for a Dale.
Do for a Dale.
But if you just want a nice cup of tea,
After
a long walk, and you feel, do you want? I sit down, have a cup of tea, I'll have a Werther's one.
Have your Werther's one. The worst thing is when you got off milk, because it looks like a Werther's mint edition then. Anyway, gentlemen, Hull went down now. Didn't we say that? Hull relegated Zaha, Benteke.
Zaha!
Milivojevic with a penalty.
Yeah, who the hell's he?
They bought him. Party bought him, I think, didn't he? The end of the other transfer window when Van Aanholt continued a great score season for him.
Sam Allardyce still has never been relegated.
Never been relegated, and they will be flying next season.
Yeah!
Without a doubt. As we said, Zaha's been heavily linked with Tottenham, so that's the only thing. I think Benteke will not go. Townsend probably won't go. Zaha is the only one there who really may go.
Will they sign Jermaine Defoe?
That's the talk, innit? Them and Bournemouth are favourites, I think, aren't they?
He's resurrected his career. He owes Big Sam.
Yeah. Well, you never know. He's going to stay in the Premiership, isn't he?
Yeah.
So, but it's
David
between...
Moyes said, didn't you see it? What's that? You know, he should, even though he's got a release in his contract, say if they get relegated, he thinks that's shambles. No one should have done that. he should stay and play his contract out.
Well, no, he's not going to do that.
No, David Moyes, no.
He's not going to do that, is he? At the end of the day, he's getting up. I don't think he's going to make the World Cup, to be honest with you.
No.
I don't think he will, because other players will find form next season. Younger players, like your Rashford and this, that and the other.
Jesse.
Play a picture of how it's going to be.
I've got to say his name every week just to sing that song.
Oh, you got to, son. It's a fucking song half. Two and a half. But
tell me all about your dreams.
I don't know.
I sang it perfectly the other day on the show.
I can't.
Jesse, you can always
count on me.
No, paint any picture for me.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There we are.
Yeah, he's asking her to paint the picture of a perfect place.
Yeah.
Not actually physically paint.
No.
It's like telling her.
Painted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You tell me, love, I'll imagine it.
Paint a picture in my mind. Tremendous win, 4-0 for Palace. Hull give up really once the second one went in, I think. Lost the shape a bit. And Palace capitalised, as I say. Move on, West Ham! Sir Bobby Moore Stadium. West Ham 0, Liverpool 4.
I didn't see that coming, sir.
Did not see it coming myself, no. Son. Away from home.
Yeah.
Liverpool 4-0 against West Ham. Sturridge, Coutinho with 2, and Origi for Liverpool, who...
Daniel Sturridge scored,
son. He's, he played now. Never mind, he scored. But as I didn't see it coming, 4-0 away from home at West Ham, who always up for a battle, but just were never in the game today. And as we mentioned, Arsenal now really could catch Liverpool, so that just how massive a win that was for them to stay or climb back in the third, above Man City, before Man City play their game in hand in the midweek. But yeah, you gotta hand it to Liverpool for doing that, really going away from home, and Klopp organising them and getting them a big away win like that. You know what I mean? Not an easy place to go, especially the last couple of months. Now West Ham has sort of settled into their stadium. So, yeah, tremendous. And it's all set up for the last weekend of the season, as we said, for that top four.
It's a shame the Premiership's not like that. The Premiership.
The rest of it.
The title.
The title, yeah.
Remember them days?
Yeah, I know. Well, what was it? Was it 5 years ago yesterday? Was it? 5 years ago to the day the Aguero.
God, I was in work on Sunday. I was doing stock checking.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Call yourself a fan?
Didn't have a choice, though.
No, you didn't have a choice.
Management, do it.
Got to do it yourself, sir. Got to do it.
Fucking, I finished about fucking 12 o'clock that night.
Was it?
Yeah, but been working all day, sir.
Oh, you missed match of day two as well, then?
Yeah, I didn't record, so I'm not done.
Not done, son. You know the score.
I'm not done.
You know the score. And then we'll move on to the last game of Super Sunday. As we said, Tottenham Hotspur 2-1 against Manchester United. Wayne Rooney with a goal for Manchester United. And Victor Wanyama and Harry Kane for Spurs. The last game at White Hart Lane. Great way to send off the stadium. Beating Manchester United. Who, incidentally, was it West Ham?
West Ham,
West
yeah.
Ham's last game was Man United, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They must be the the go-to team for closing stadiums. And good to see Tottenham get a win, because they won't get one at all at home next season.
No, at Wembley Stadium. At Wembley Stadium. They should go to Milton Keynes.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Or Twickenhamshire.
But yeah, so as you said, tremendous way to close an historic stadium.
Well, in finish, yes, and we got the celebration, yeah.
The celebration.
Will
it
be as good as last year's one?
As
with the Cockneys.
As the bowling, sir. The bowling.
That was a good one, that was. Monday night, that was, wasn't it?
Yeah, fireworks, didn't it? Fireworks and everything, sir.
Oh, it was, wasn't it? Fucking Danny Day lost it, didn't he? Fucking fireworks. Yeah. Sends the flares right off, he was.
But that also killed.
He thought they were playing Millwall.
He was up for it, was he, sir? Yeah. But that has also killed Manchester United's chance of a top four finish now. So they have to win that Europa League now,
which
against Ajax.
You and I discussed earlier, I don't think they will.
I don't think they will.
I think Ajax will give them a tanner.
I don't know about a tanner.
They're going to pull their pants down, they're going to bend them over, and they're going to slap their arse.
I think Ajax will beat them, as we said before now. They're just. I mean,
they're going to scrub them clean, son.
I mean, the way Jose sets up is, it's a little bit defensive. You'd like to see him go for it against Ajax.
Yeah.
Because they're not a powerhouse of Europe anymore. But the team they've got together now, the young team, exciting, fast-paced team in Ajax.
Well, they got Finidi George. They got Patrick, a young boy called Patrick Kluivert. Twin boys, well, I don't know if they're twins, they're brothers.
Debord twins from the war. Van der Sar in goal,
young boy called Edwin.
So they've got a good team there. But if no one's familiar with the Dutch football, Ajax, I mean, I think Feyenoord has won the league there this season, today or this weekend. But Ajax, always renowned for their academy, but this young team they got together is really good, really solid. And as
they
I said
really
to you,
produced quality players for some time though, have they?
No, not.
You think that probably the last time they produced a massive squad of quality players was the
90s. Oh, without a doubt, yeah.
Same with West Ham, really. Look at that.
West Ham. No, it's very rare. Very rare. Someone does it that four or five, or even six, come through together and are good enough to, beat. Beat teams in their own country and obviously European wide as well. But the side they got together now, there's a bit of experience inside, but as I mentioned to you, the young striker Dahlberg, who I think I'd love to see him in a Premiership and see what he could do. Had a side like maybe West Ham or Crystal Palace or Newcastle.
Yeah.
If he's playing every week, he really is a good player. But yeah, so Man United have to go all out. I think it's a week Wednesday now. They got that cup final.
Yeah.
So they got
two cup finals, isn't it?
No, they won
the EFL.
EFL Cup, the League Cup.
The English League Cup.
And that is full time. League review. There's the kazoo, ladies and gentlemen, to give us full time on the Premier League review. But never fear, ladies and gentlemen, still to come, the world famous Bay Matt quiz, ladies and gentlemen.
Is that next, son?
That's next, though.
We'll end on a guest this week.
We'll end on a guest.
We're tying in with a Tottenham.
Yes, we've got a very special guest, ladies and gentlemen, this week.
Dan Anderton. Oh, I know, he's cancelled on us, son.
He's gone.
Can't get up the hospital.
Got an Achilles. But yes, so we'll have our world famous Bay Matt quiz. You are leading 1-0.
I am leading 1-0, yes.
So it's time, let me get the Bay Matt, sir.
Liquid refreshment can leave its mark on the table. Coasters come between the glass and that. Quiet!
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Heat is on. The time is right. It's time for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've never heard it before. We've got an unlimited number of beer mats, each with four questions on, I think it is.
Four questions.
We will pick a card each, beer mat each.
Oh, yeah, four questions, isn't it?
Oh, no, the new ones. They've only got one on, of course, yeah. The new ones. Because we had to have more printed because we ran out last season, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes,
we did. And we had to finish on rock, paper, scissors because we had no new questions.
Hell of a comeback, people. Hell of a comeback. It was like Man United beating Bayern Munich and the Champions League.
It was very good. And if you missed it, ladies and gentlemen, you can recap on the whole series quiz in episode 2 from this series, which was just two weeks ago. Compilation of the whole quiz, back to back to back to back. Just like old school. Sister, sister, yeah. Keenan and Kel. Sabrina the Teenage Witch, son. Oh, loving it, son. Loving it. Ma, yes. Stick that cheese and tomato pizza in, love, and I'll have a bit of garlic bread. That's me set.
We still do it these days, though.
Still do it these days.
Let's be honest, we still do it these days. Doesn't matter. Still you do get, it these days. You see something like that on TV, you're like, oh, fuck it.
I told you yesterday, son, Eurovision. I got
my uncle's funeral. Oh, fuck it. Saved by the Bells on double bill. I'm watching that first.
Hey, I watched this yesterday morning. But I told you yesterday, Eurovision was on.
You had your buffet?
Made myself a buffet.
Oh.
And was it nice, Al?
The old buffet.
I'll be honest, son. It was all demolished by Song 3. It was all gone.
Same happens when we were WrestleMania, son.
Yeah. You just go for it, son. Yeah. Oh, I started. Yeah. I got that guy. I had me buffet. Had me egg sarnies, Al.
You like your egg sarnies. Ooh. No cress. Egg. No cress.
The missus knew about them today, son. Let me tell you.
Yes.
Had me chicken nuggets, Al.
Lovely.
Chicken nuggets. Tesco's on. I like them. I don't like birds. I like chicken.
No,
Tesco's
on, son. I had birds the other day. Beautiful wholemeal.
Oh,
beautiful. We're on special offer, see?
Oh.
£2 for 36.
Stop that, son.
Yeah. Supposed to buy them from my daughter, but I ended up eating all of them. Well, not in one go, mind.
Had some squares of cheese.
Nice.
With short cheddar. I did stop short of putting cocktail sticks in them.
Ah.
I thought, no, that's gone. You're going full Eurovision there. Yeah, you're doing that, son.
Visual. Eurovision party, that is, son.
A little pot of tomato sauce for my chicken.
Yeah. You're laughing, son, but I do exactly the same. You know I do exactly the same.
And then I had I think it was a cheese and chive dip, then.
Oh.
With some crackers and salt and pepper crackers.
You know I do exactly the same. I have a little dip there. Little dip. Special sauce I have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, son. Mayonnaise, ketchup, other little stuff. Yeah. Special sauce. Oh, yes.
Beautiful, son. It's got to be done, isn't it? Got to be done, but yeah, we should get on with this quiz, I suppose.
We're talking about food. That's what we'll do, son, in the summer on the football.
We'll do a food podcast.
Yeah, it's something we know about.
But yes, so in my best 80s comedians. Where's the box? It's a tradition now. It's lasted 1 week. The tradition we have some laughs, have some jokes, as Al digs out. The old Les Dawson joke book. As before we get on to it, the reason we do this is because when we like to pick a card in the best 80s
any card.
In the best 80s comedian's voice. So Alex, before you find it, I'll pick a card, any card.
I'll have that card, thank you.
Here we are, and I'll have this one. Okay, before we do our questions, let's do some Les Dawson mother-in-law jokes. Alex, you got one?
You're in a war, my mother in war. My mother in war.
You can stay stability,
yeah, but you can't say mother-in-law.
Can't say mother-in-law.
And said this accent. During the war, my mother-in-law was the Avon lady in Colditz. Is that funny? I don't know. Some of these might be dated. Go on, Ash, you choose one, sir.
Oh, come on, sir. Let's have a look then. Go on, then. There we are. Oh, that's just these pages.
I think the cow's on. You got more. You got more than that.
Oh,
I think there's different ones on.
I'll do this one. I'm on the bottom.
All right, lads.
My mother-in-law has so many wrinkles that when she smiles, she looks like a Venetian blind.
Thank you. We are all weak, trying to deal.
Very good. I like this, folks.
Get Burn and Manning Buck next week, shall we?
Yeah.
No chance. I can't stand him.
What?
Can't stand Burn and Manning.
Oh, I love his dinosaurs.
Not my type of humour. I don't like Roy Chubby Brown either.
I love his turkey dinosaurs.
Oh, yes. His turkey range is fantastic.
But his jokes are right on the edge.
Yes.
Right, Al, I think, I don't know, do you want to go first, Al, or should I go first this week with your card there?
Who went first last week, or Bob?
I can't remember at all.
I see.
I cannot remember, sorry, I had a swig of tea there. I'll ask you first, shall I?
All right, then, lads, go on.
I'll ask you first. Here we go, then, Al, listen carefully. Mm-hmm. It's a doozy. At 18 years and 120 days old, when he scored twice against Arsenal last season, Marcus Rashford was exactly the same age as which Premier League legend when they scored their first double in the Premier League?
Or Premier League, yeah?
Yeah, in the Premier League. Is it A, Michael Owen, B, Robbie Fowler, C, Alan Shearer, D, Wayne Rooney?
It's not Alan Shearer.
He's ruling out Shearer.
My original
away.
Guess was Norman Whiteside, still only 17.
Still only 17.
So, he's Michael Owen.
Michael Owen.
Robbie Fowler.
Robbie Fowler. Or Wayne Rooney.
It's not Wayne Rooney.
He's ruling Rooney out as well.
Fowler and Owen.
He's going Fowler or Owen.
And I reckon...
Liverpool lads.
I reckon...
He reckons...
It's going to be...
Michael Owen. Michael Owen is gone for... It is, in fact... Wayne Rooney.
Was it Rooney?
Wayne Rooney. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. Gets it wrong.
Gets it wrong.
He's still 1-0 in the lead, though. I need to get this run right. To get level.
Right.
To get level. Go on then, Al. Go on, Al.
In 1961-62 season.
Fucking hell.
Right.
Yeah,
who won the league?
Who were?
Who won the league? No. In 1961-62 season, Ipswich Town won the league.
Right.
But who came second? Was it A, Wolverhampton Wanderers, B, Sheffield Wednesday, C, what would it be then? C, Burnley, or D, Everton?
Right, give me options again, sorry.
Was it A, Wolverhampton Wanderers, B, Sheffield Wednesday, C, Burnley, or D, Everton?
Oh, I've got absolutely no idea. I'll take a guess at Burnley, because they battle hard.
Burnley.
Yeah!
Burnley came second.
It's 1-1. It's 1-1.
Everton won it the season after.
Did they really?
They did.
Fantastic. He's pulled it back.
He's pulled it back now.
Level scores.
Oh.
Amazing, ladies and gentlemen. Get in there. Fantastic.
Lucky guess.
I knew it, son. Knowledge. There's knowledge, Alison. Absolute knowledge. Huh?
You lie!
Of course, Alf Ramsey. Won us the league with Ipswich in 61-62.
Did he?
That's what it got him the England job, really.
Yeah, well.
So, there we are.
It's a downfall to many England managers, that, isn't it?
You know, it is... I mean, I'd take anything to get Mick McCarthy off our hands, to be honest with you. So, if anyone out there, if Southgate goes, get him in England.
McCarthy. He probably win World Cup.
with his wet whippets.
A whippet?
Because I don't know about you lads, but I'm from Republic of Ireland. I'm a right proper Irish man myself. Up in North.
North.
But the England's two greatest managers are who? Alf Ramsey
and Sir Roy Hodgson. No, Steve McLaren. Graham Taylor.
Oh, fuck off. And Bobby Robson.
Bobby Robson.
Both Ipswich points, sir. Both Ipswich points.
Well, they're not from Ipswich, are they?
Huh?
Both managed Ipswich.
Both made their names in Ipswich.
And what have you done lately?
Both made their names in Ipswich, sir. Huh?
You are a false Irish man. From County Barnsley. I'm from County Barnsley.
We lost our roots, sir.
Like Galway.
We lost our roots, sir. No doubt about it. But, ladies and gentlemen, to end the show, because, of course, our tribute now to White Hart Lane, if you will, because, obviously, it's the last home game of the season. And there you is. Your car's just speeding up now, pulling up. We've got a very special guest, ex-Tottenham Hotspur striker legend. It is, of course, Jürgen Klinsmann.
Guten Tag, everyone.
Hello, Jürgen.
Jürgen's back, yes.
How are you, Jürgen?
Well, I can't stay long, Buzz, because I'm in the going to be in the lineup now.
Yes, yes, we know that. Yeah,
in the White Hart Lane. Last game, very sad, Jürgen Klopp.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
emotional day.
Dan Hansen, I had to help him out. He's fallen over again.
No, he hasn't, does he?
Yes, the poor bastard, he's in a wheelchair now.
No, he's not.
The use of his legs. I had to shout to Gary Mabbott, take your insulin, Gary Mabbott, take your insulin.
He got too excited, didn't he?
You know, it's too exciting here.
Fair enough.
So it's a bit of kerfuffle at the moment here. It's a kerfuffle. He's on the chair. Mabbott, he's going into a diabetic coma.
How did Tottenham ever do well back in the day when they were all like, yes, Jürgen? It was because of you, obviously.
Well, of course, yeah, Jürgen, you know, organised it. Oh, Terry Sheridan, have you seen him?
Yeah.
Fit as a fiddle.
He can still play.
The man in Repta.
He is indeed, Jürgen. He is indeed. So, what's your best memory of White Hart Lane, Jürgen?
Ian Walker's hair.
Ian Walker's hair.
Beautiful long locks.
It was tremendous. I had exactly the same when I had hair, Jürgen.
That's a lie.
No, I had exactly.
I remember you were hair.
I didn't have as much gel.
Well, yeah, that is true. Yes. Yeah, if you put your head back like that, you could see the parting.
Yeah, but now, obviously, now I mean, I know you. I'm wondering, was it gel in Ian Walker's hair back in the day?
Well, you're gonna tell that. No. Well, we all know what Ian Walker looks like.
Yeah.
So you know, he's a very young boy at the time. And you're going to take advantage, yes indeed.
But before you get back to the lineup, quickly, where have you been? What have you been up to?
Well, obviously, I'm based in Fort Lauderdale, USA.
Yes.
Even I do not manage that god awful country anymore.
No.
But you're going to be traveling, you're going to be doing a lot of stuff for Bayern Munich, TV work.
Oh, right.
And also Inter Milan in Monaco.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, and you're going to just be back and forth, you know.
Jobs on the horizon here?
No, well, hopefully I'll be in, maybe in the Premiership next season, or Championship, maybe in North East, you know, Jürgen might be going to the Borough,
it'd
be nice.
That'd be nice, yeah.
I won't mind that, Jürgen, myself,
you're a fan, Jürgen.
You're very kind, Alex, you're very kind.
You've got one supporter already.
Who's that?
No one, Jürgen.
Why did you not turn your phone on silent?
I know, I thought it was on silent.
You're very cheeky boy. Jürgen's here.
Sorry, Jürgen. I should do it right now.
Look, this is disgraceful, you know. I'm looking up at the box and not one single former Tottenham player. Well, Jimmy Redknapp, but he doesn't really count, does he?
No, he's,
same boat. We've got Thierry Henry here. That's disgraceful.
No, they should have someone on there. I suppose they're all going
to
be on the pitch.
I'm expecting Chaz and Dave now to come out on Adele to do a little ditty. A little duet.
You would have thought so.
I'm hoping they do a melody of Rolling in the Deep and Rabbit.
Yes.
You know.
A little mixer.
Ozzy's there.
It's like the old days on the box, the mix, isn't it?
Yes.
One song or the other, that's what they want.
So here we go, people. Look, it's Kenny Branagh. Who would have thought he was a Tottenham man?
Is that who? I thought Stephen Freud.
You such a fool, it's Sir Kenneth Branagh.
From this angle.
He's another Irish man. He's from, actually, Kenneth Branagh is from Belfast, Northern Ireland.
No.
Can't you tell by his accent? His posh English accent.
God.
So Kenny Branagh will cut my legs off and call me shorty. I never knew.
He's in the cinema on his own.
He's on his own. He's probably doing the story of White Hart Lane now. Oh, look, it's Kenny Branagh. Oh, no, this, who's that? He's got a cum catcher, though, of a moustache. So, yes, you're going to be busy, Buzz.
Very busy, myself.
I miss you, too. I tell you what, Jürgen's been doing a very secret project with his good friend Jürgen Klinsmann. I'm Jürgen Klinsmann.
Jürgen Klinsmann.
With his good friend Elton John and his friend Kenny.
Oh, yeah.
We've laid down some more tracks.
No.
We will. Haven't. Maybe at the end of this season, for the 50th anniversary,
yeah,
Jürgen, Elton and Kenny will be releasing a new track for you both.
Oh, my gosh. We so hope so. We so hope so.
And by the way, happy anniversary for you all.
Thank you very much, Jürgen. Thank you. And thank you for being part of our show.
Oh, it's nice. I love being part of you. Love being part inside you.
Oh. We'll let you get back to White Hart Lane.
Yes, I'm about to go on now, boys. You know?
And,
Les Ferdinand's talking about Danny Bear again.
And because I think, well, to play us out in tribute to you, in tribute to White Hart Lane, we'll have your song with Elton.
Are you
to
too
play
kind.
Us out?
Are you too kind, ladies and gentlemen?
Because I don't think we played enough.
We do not play it, because it took a lot to record that.
It did, it did.
It was a lot of hard work to record that.
It was indeed.
It was.
So, thank you very much, Jürgen Klinsmann. We'll see you very soon.
I'll be the same, my beautiful boys. I'll be the same.
Bye, Jürgen. Bye.
Bye, Jürgen.
There we are. Fantastic. See him again.
Jürgen.
Doesn't change on Jürgen. Cool. Doesn't change.
No, it doesn't.
But yes, ladies and gentlemen, so that brings an end
to episode Spurs 13, Crew 2.
Oof,
Jesus.
Ooh. To another episode of the Arsenal Premier League podcast. We will, of course, be back next week for the last games of the season, of the Premier League season.
Everything kicking off at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock kickoff. We will be recording at 12 o'clock, so we're going to miss all the games.
We're just going to guess.
But yes, so, ladies and gentlemen, to play us out, it is Jürgen Klinsmann and Elton John with Kenny on piano.
Kenny, God
on keyboards.
God bless Kenny.
Kenny on keyboards. So, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the listening. Enjoy your week. Have a good week.
And be lucky. I would like to sing you a very special song. My friend Kenny will be playing the keyboard. Hello, Kenny. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is my song to you, and it is dedicated to my beautiful, beautiful friend, Ashley. What I've got to do to make you love me? What I've got to do to make you care? What do I do when lightning strikes me? And I wake to find that you're not there. And what do I do to make you want me? And what I've got to do to be heard? What do I say when it's all over? And sorry seems to be the hardest word. It is, it's so hard to say. It's sad, so sad. It's a sad, sad situation. And it's getting more and more absurd. It's sad, so sad. Why can't we talk it over? Oh, it seems to me that sorry seems to be the hardest word. It is definitely the hardest word. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. You get a bit emotional wreck at the moment. It's a sad song for me. Kenny plays so beautiful, don't you agree? Ladies and gentlemen, I think Jürgen can get through it, but I think I need a little help from my friend. A very special friend, ladies and gentlemen. Jürgen would like to introduce his very special friend. Put your hands together, ladies and gentlemen, for Sir Elton John.
It's
So sad. It's a sad, sad situation. And it's getting more and more absurd. Sad. So sad. Why can't we talk it over? And it seemed to me, sorry seemed to be the hardest word. What I do to make you love me, oh. What I can do to be heard. What I do when lightning strikes me. What I gotta do.
What I gotta do. When sorry seems to be the hardest word. Thank you, Sir Elton John. And thank you everybody for listening to my beautiful song. Kenny, you can stop playing now. Thank you.